So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and to Day 2 of Part 3. Now, one of the most challenging aspects of this particular exercise, I think for most people, is that it brings about a sense of either fear or aversion of some kind. So either a worry that we're going to kind of take on the negativity of the other person, or perhaps a feeling of resentment, sort of, why should we take on the difficulty of the other person? And of course, both are very understandable. But remember, this is an idea we're working with here. There's no real danger of taking on someone else's negativity in that way in this exercise. This essentially is a framework in which you can work with somebody else's negativity in a very skillful way, ultimately allowing you to move towards a space of forgiveness and happiness, and in your mind allowing that other person to move towards a place of happiness and contentment, where they're much more likely to be kind and thoughtful, considerate. So as you're doing the exercise, notice if there's a sense of fear that arises, if there's a sense of anxiety that arises, and remember, you can use these things as part of the exercise. So, for example, if the other person is a very angry person, and when you're imagining sort of breathing in their anger, there's a sense of, oh, I don't really want to be around that. There's a sense of aversion or fear of doing that. In that moment, it's as though fear is part of the package. It's as though that is part of what you're breathing in. It allows you to breathe into that. Rather than it becoming an obstacle, it becomes part of the exercise, a useful part of the exercise that allows you to move closer to that emotion within yourself, to that kind of quality of mind. And in doing that, you get more clarity. You get a greater sense of empathy, of understanding in your own mind and with that other person. So just remembering how, as in part one and part two, it's possible to use things that come up that could be perceived as obstacles as actually really useful additions to the exercise. But for now, just take a moment to get comfortable. Remember, when the eyes are open, there's that nice soft gaze, just aware, the space around you in the room. And then when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes now. Just feeling the weight of the body, contact the body on the chair, feet on the floor. And just taking the next minute or so to check in with all the different physical senses. And as you become more aware now, the different physical sensations in the body, just starting off at the top of the head, just scanning down through the body, just becoming more familiar with those areas of comfort and discomfort. And more aware of the emotional tone of mind. Just taking a moment now just to be clear about why you're doing the exercise today. Just making sure that the reasons are genuine, honest. Just noticing if there is a genuine willingness to actually participate in this exchange with this other person. Not thinking too much about it, just noticing the kind of feeling that's around right now. And just remembering the difference it makes to the people around you when you're free from those difficulties with that other person, however they might manifest. And now, without trying to breathe in any special way, just shifting the focus to the natural rhythm of the breath. And just staying with that movement just for the next few minutes or so. So continuing to follow the breath, using the breath as a vehicle for this exchange to take place. Just bringing to mind now the image of this other person with all of their difficulties and problems, with all of their tendencies, all of their emotions. Even if there's a sense of unwillingness, of resentment, and even trying this exercise, even so, knowing that that other person wants to be happy, just watching as slowly that exchange begins to take place, with the inhalation, just breathing in all those things that make that person behave in the way that they did or the way that they do. And with the exhalation, just replacing that with a sense of calm, happiness, of kindness, generosity. And as that exchange takes place, just watching as that person even physically begins to look a bit more content, a bit more at ease. And just continue in that way now. And then just gently bringing the attention back to the body, back to that feeling of weight in the body, contact with the feet on the floor, starting to notice the sounds, the smells, and when you feel ready, just gently opening the eyes. As always, just maintaining that posture, just for a moment, clear about how you feel, clear about the intention to be present throughout the day. Not forgetting that idea of knowing where you're going next, what you're going to do, and just carrying that awareness with you. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So I wonder today how you got on with the idea of an exchange taking place, whether there was any sense of anxiety or resentment or aversion to the idea. Don't worry if there was. It's very common, you know. It's very rare in life that we're asked to move towards a place of forgiveness in such such a proactive way. Normally, it's more a case of, well, we'll just see if that kind of happens over time. It might take a week, a month, a few years, but, you know, maybe it will happen. But in this situation, we're actually taking a far more proactive role. So therefore, it can feel a little more challenging. But from my own experience, whenever I've done this exercise, it always brings an ease, a sense of warmth towards that other person. May not happen immediately, may not happen every time through the exercise, but by sitting down and doing it on a regular basis, there is always a change that takes place. And nearly always, as a result of that, there is an increasing sense of ease in the external relationship, the physical relationship with that person. So conversation begins to become a little easier. The back doesn't immediately kind of go up when they walk into the room or when I hear their voice. There's a softening in the mind that makes space, that creates room for a far more friendly, useful, productive relationship to take place. So tomorrow I'm going to give you a few tips at the end of the exercise as to say how you can actually use this in a situation as it's actually happening. It can be with just one person or it can be with a number of people, but there's several ways you can use this exercise in a really, really useful way. So I'll see you back here then for day 3 of part 3.